USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House expected to vote to impeach President Trump today. House members will debate and then vote on two articles of impeachment, one accusing Trump of abusing power, the other of obstructing Congress. That would mean it would then go to the Senate for a trial, where the top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is rebuffing Democratic requests to have witnesses testify at the trial.
The Senate is meant to act as judge and jury to hear a trial, not to rerun the entire fact-finding investigation because angry partisans rush sloppily through it.
Fiat Chrysler and French car brand Peugeot agreeing to a $50 billion merger that would create the fourth largest car company in the world. It's expected to close in the next 12 to 15 months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Australian teenager and a New Zealand tour guide are the two people presumed dead but whose bodies have still not been found. After the recent volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island, eight people died. Six of the bodies have been recovered. The New Zealand Deputy Commissioner Mike Clemens says they'll be looking in the waters near that island.
It is the considered view of the experts that both Winona and Hayden are in the sea.
A secret federal court blasting the FBI over its handling of wiretap applications for an ex-Trump campaign advisor. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court says the FBI misled the court about the facts behind the wiretapping of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. FISA is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes in how investigators get permission for future surveillance. A new cigarette could help smokers cut back, the FDA approving one that has 95% less nicotine than normal smokes. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you like spicy foods? New research finds that peppers could be good for the health of your heart. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A new study has been published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, and it finds eating peppers on a regular basis can lower the risk of death as a result of reducing your risk for heart disease as well as stroke. Eating peppers at least four times a week cut the risk of a heart attack death by 40%. 40%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices have dropped 2 cents a gallon, USA's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop in the price of the pump, as inventories jumped yet again to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17. Amongst the nation's priciest states for gas, Hawaii at $3.64, which has finally overtaken California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State, an average of $3.23 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.